Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected, dear family members, my pranams to you. For the last many days we were discussing about Vedas. After that, Brahmanas. Then come Aranyakas and Upanishads. Why we are explaining all these things? Mainly because you can understand that in India we have got Vedic literature, spiritual literature, heritage literature, which can be numbered which can be counted as 2000. 2000 foundation literature in Sanskrit, 10,000 commentaries in Sanskrit, and more than 1 lakh sub-commentaries in different Indian languages. Why so many literature for a religion like Hindu Dharma? Because our forefathers knew pretty well that the knowledge needed for the human race cannot be given on a single literature. The knowledge needed cannot be given by a single leader, single scholar. The knowledge needed cannot be written in a single period of the era or a single year or a decade or a century. The knowledge needed cannot be given as a single subject also. That is why our forefathers wrote thousands of literature under thousands of subjects, composed by thousands of rishis, and they are being composed. I think they are still getting composed for the last many thousand years. Perhaps we can say right from BC 8275. So, Indian heritage written by tens of thousands of rishis in tens of thousands of literature in thousands of subject for the last many thousand years. They have given to us and told that this is not the end of it. More and more literature will come. You do addition, deletion, modification and correction and then you take it. Anobadraha kratavoyanto vishwadaha. Let noble thoughts come towards us from all over the world. Vishwadas chakshuduta vishwadomukho vishwadomahabuduta vishwadaspada sambhagupyam damadisampadatraihi dhyava pradivi janayandevayekaha. Keep your eyes open world over. Keep your ears open. Walk towards the end and analyze. Analyze using your hands so that you will be going on getting knowledge. In the Kadopanishad it is told that uttishtada jagrada prapyavara nibodada. Gloriously stand up. Remember that you are not permanent here. Enlighten yourself by acquiring knowledge from the scholars. So the knowledge is such a tremendous quantum available in India. And that includes Vedas. That includes Brahmana Grandhas, Aranyaka Grandhas, and hundreds of Upanishads, plus 18 Shiksha Grandha, 18 Nirukta Grandha. Nirukta means phonetics. And today we will be discussing about 18 Vyakarana Grandhas. We need not go one by one because it is not a compulsory subject that every Hindu or every Indian should know the Vyakarana or grammar. Just we should know that every Vedic word, every Vedic stanza, every Vedic hymn, every Vedic sukta has been composed using perfect grammar many, many millennia ago. So Vedas are not the just the screaming sound of the uncivilized people lived in the forest. Vedas are not the hymns composed by the shepherds when they came from Switzerland or Tashkent or Ukraine or from Arctic Ocean. Many intellectuals and many so-called atheists and foreigners fabricated the law or the theorem that Aryans invaded to India. They were shepherds. If you go deep into the subject of Vedas and the grammar, you can understand that shepherds can never compose Vedas without even a single grammar mistake. 3,97,000 letters, 1,93,516 words, composed so systematically and given to us without even a single letter change till today. Now, fortunately, the Aryan invasion theory has almost been wiped out, including by the intellectuals of Jawaharlal Nehru University. Still, some people catch a hold of that one and they explain about it. So, Vedas are composed using perfect Sanskrit letters, perfect Sanskrit words, using perfect grammar, and those grammar rules and regulations are given by Panini in his Ashtadhyayi, Shakadayana in his Shakadayana Vyakaranam, and so many people, Shaunaka Vyakaranam, Shakadayana Vyakaranam, and so on, are available even today, which gives perfect grammatical rules of Sanskrit language. And it is said that Lord Mahadeva Shiva, sitting in the top of the banyan tree Ashwatthavaksha, he wrote the rules pertaining to connected with the Veda mantra, and the written leaves of the banyan tree has been just dropped down, and Panini, sitting in the bottom of that banyan tree, he rewrote all those rules in a palm leaf, and thus evolved Ashtadhyayi. Ashtadhyayi means the book having 8 chapters. It is also known as Mahabhashya, composed by Panini. Now the greatest Bhashya explanation, it has got thousands of rules connected with the Sanskrit Bhasha language. And Panini wrote it approximately 300-350 BC. So you can see 23 centuries ago, the Bhasha Shastra Paniniyam was composed. It's very difficult for common man like us to understand the Vyakarana, the grammar of Sanskrit. Even the postgraduate degree in Sanskrit, M.A. Vyakarana, means studying this particular book, one single book. And remember that it is generally asked. The question asked is, Mahabhashyam Padaniyam Va Maharajyam Palaniyam. Whether you would like to rule a great country or you would like to learn Mahabhashya of Panini. Ruling a great country and studying the Mahabhashya, these two are equally difficult and cumbersome. So, studying or understanding or learning Vyakarana is not that easy, because it is the rule given for the composing of Vedas. And every Vedic word, I would repeat, every Vedic word, every rikha, every stanza and every hymn, it's aggregatedly composed using the perfect grammar, and nobody can point out a mistake in that, grammatical mistake in that. That is the greatness of Vedas. Many people used to say that Vedas are nothing but the screaming or the music composed by uncivilized tribes of the forest. And even in the earlier days, Max Muller also used to say that there is no meaning for Veda mantras. But later, when Swami Vivekananda came to him and prostrated in front of him and said, "You are not Max Muller, you are Moksha Muller, because you are such a great scholar. You came to know what is meant by Vedas. Vedas have got three meanings, Adhyatmika Artha, Adibhautika Artha and Adidevata Artha. All these Artha or meaning and messages come from directly based on grammatical rule. Sanskrit is known as one of the best languages for computers. Why it is called like that, you know? When Sanskrit sentence is written, whether you change the position of any word, nothing will happen to the meaning. I was explaining that in Malayalam also. Ramena Ravana Hataha. Ravana got killed by Rama, or Rama killed Ravana. Now you know, Ramena ravana hata. You rearrange the word ravana ramena hata. Hata ramena ravana. Ravana ramena hata. You write anyway, the meaning remains the same. But see how it is happening in English. Rama killed Ravana. If you rearrange the words, Ravana killed Rama. The meaning is just opposite. So now, I am explaining to you another wrong way of presentation in English or limitation of English. Krishna produces the plastic. Now, if you are using the word only in between two set of words, only Krishna produces plastics. Krishna only produces plastics. Krishna produces only plastic. When only is put in the beginning, only is put in the middle, only is put in the end, the meanings are different. Whereas in Sanskrit, it will not happen. Generally you can rearrange and you will be getting the needed meaning. So, this is useful for the computers also. The rules are given in Panini's Ashtadhyayi. So, remember that our knowledge, tens of thousands of rishis composed, tens of thousands of literature for the last thousands of years in thousands of subjects, and it gave to us and it told us that this is not the end. The knowledge will be continuously coming. Ano badraha kradavo yantu vishwadaha. From everywhere in the world, the knowledge will be flowing, and you do addition, deletion, modification and correction, and then go ahead acquiring the knowledge, become a scholar. And this is what is given in Vyakarana, written by Panini. Almost all Indian languages take the root from Sanskrit. Unfortunately, many people used to say that Tamil is an entirely different language which has got nothing to do with Sanskrit. It is a wrong knowledge, and I cannot say it is a misunderstanding. It is a wrong understanding created by English people, English rulers. Because Monlier is the so-called historian from England. He removed 2500 Sanskrit words from Tamil and composed a Tamil dictionary without any Sanskrit words. Even though 2500 Sanskrit words were there in Tamil, he removed every Sanskrit word and composed a Tamil dictionary and told that you should know Tamil is the Dravidian language and Sanskrit is the Aryan language. Thus he created a great wall between Tamil and Sanskrit. And Tamil and Sanskrit are entirely the same parents' children. It is told that from the Chilanga, from the bangle of Lord Shiva, Sanskrit came, and from the Damaru, the Tamil came. So, both these set of languages came from Lord Shiva. And even though it is a story, what I wanted to convey came from the same source. They are not different. English people wanted to create such a confusion among Indians by saying that Dravidians and Aryans are different. Why they wanted to create, you know? They wanted to split Indians, divide and rule. Unfortunately, our so-called intellectuals and scholars, they mugged this up and they also started propagating this. Our forefathers and so-called scholars, many of the intellectuals, not the real scholars, they thought that when, including Jawaharlal Nehru, thought that all whatever English people are telling, that is perfect science and logic and rational. All whatever Indians are telling, that is nothing but superstition. This belief and this type of thought existed till the last year, I would like to say. Now, very fortunately, there is slight change. Still, many people follow the English version of our history. They go on beating the drum saying that Aryan invasion, which is nothing but a myth, absolutely a wrong thing. So our Vyakarana, our Nirukta and our Shiksha Grandha, our Upanishad, our Aranyaka Grandha, our Brahmana Grandha, our Vedas. They are original, remaining original and pure, nascent, clean, true to the core, absolutely no mistakes in that. And it's not composed by uncivilized people, composed by far highly civilized than we people now living on 21st century. We find it difficult to understand the ancient thing. Because they were far higher level, they were at far higher level than we people. We learn Ayurveda. Because Ayurveda created 2500 years ago has got a higher level of knowledge. And we learn Jyotisha, we learn Vedas, we learn Yoga, we learn Sanskrit, we learn the Sangeeta, we learn the Nritya, Nrityas and other things. All created thousands of years ago. You think about other religion. Only one book is still just by heart like Bible and Quran. Nobody is learning that. Because the ancient people of that particular religion were primitives. If you go through Bible, you can see how each Matthew or Lucas or Marcos, how they were dressing. They were dressing in as simple as leaves and barks of the trees. Whatever they said naturally will be primitives also. If you read the book also, you can understand. Whereas here you can see highly refined messages. You will have to spend days together for understanding and getting the experience of what our forefathers said. That is why Indian heritage is spreading very fast. That is why Indian Vedas have been converted as the world heritage or stored or declared as the world heritage. Because it is worth it. Every message is meant for all the 703 crore people living on the surface of the globe earth. So my request to you, try to understand what is meant by Vyakarana. Do not try to learn it. It is very difficult. It may not be possible for you to understand deep subject. Just at least in the surface, an upper knowledge, shallow knowledge will be enough to understand what is meant by Vyakarana. With these words, I would like to express my deep gratitude. We have got the projector. We used to say towards global reach. Towards global reach means all whatever knowledge about heritage you have got, spread it through internet, through email, through SMS and through telephone, through your discussion as books. Don't try to learn everything. Maybe very difficult. As Michael Dell said, managing everything means managing nothing. Michael Dell, the Dell computer, used to say managing everything means managing nothing. So try to learn little bit. Then whatever you have learned, you teach others. You tell others that they should also teach to the third group. Let this move just like the neutrons bombardment in the atomic reactor. As geometrical progression, let it go. So we have to look back, take inspiration and knowledge. And then march forward. India is the country which can never be conquered by anybody. That is why even after 950 years of foreign invasion, India remained the same. Without much problem. 252 years of English, Dutch, foreign, Spain, Portuguese suppression, oppression and depression. And about 650 years of Muslim rule. India did not die only because of this Vedic literature and the in-depth knowledge existed in India. It is your duty to learn and hand over to the next generation. And you can visit Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage website www.iash.org. And also you can watch Indian Institute Web TV www.iish.tv. Your contributions can be utilized for the students, for poor people, for spreading heritage, and also for bringing a university status institute, National Heritage Center, near Kecheri from Thrissur to Guruvayur Road, Highway. My deep gratitude. Thank you very much.